Hey, this is Phil Dewberry from Addison Baptist Church, and glad you could join us again for another lesson this Sunday morning, or if you're watching this later, that's fine too, but anyway, another lesson for the children. And we've been talking the last couple of weeks about waiting and people in the Bible that have had to do a lot of waiting, and so today we're going to talk about another person. We talked about Jonah having to wait in the belly of the whale. We talked about Noah having to wait in the ark. Today we're going to talk about another person. Joseph. All right, so Joseph was also the book of Genesis, towards the end of the book of Genesis. And I'm sure many of you probably know a lot of the story, but we'll kind of review a little bit here. So we've got Abraham and his sons Isaac, and then we got Jacob and Esau, and then Jacob had 12 sons, and Joseph was one of them. So there were these 12 brothers, and here's Joseph. Draw him. His father gave him a special coat, a coat of many colors, or maybe a longer sort of outfit. But the idea was that, if you're wearing these special clothes, you might not be required to go out and do as much work as some of the other brothers. And so here's some of the other brothers. And I'm not going to draw 12 of them. It would take a long time. Anyway, there's some more brothers in there. So there's his brothers, and they were angry. And jealous of Joseph. It seemed like Joseph was his father's favorite child. And that really got under their skin. And kind of was his favorite child. So they devised a plan when they saw Joseph coming. They said, hey, we got a pit here. Let's throw him in this pit. Let's kill him. And so that was their plan. So when he got to him, they ripped off his coat. And they threw him in a big pit. All right, there's some grass around the pit. You can sort of see his head in there. He's in the pit. And then they waited for some, they were going to kill him, but then the oldest one said, well, we shouldn't kill him because I'll be responsible for him. I tell you what, let's just, maybe I can come back later. And meanwhile, some travelers came by, and the other brothers ended up selling him to these traders that were on their way to Egypt. So Joseph found himself a slave on his way to Egypt, and he thought it was just going to be a regular day that day, but no, it turns out his whole life was going to change at this moment. So he goes to Egypt, and he works for a little while for a guy, but then the guy's wife accuses him of mistreating her, and so then he finds himself thrown into prison in Egypt. So worse than being a slave is to be a prisoner slave. Let's see if I can. There he is. That's the prison. All right, let me read you a couple of verses here to kind of get us up to speed. This is Genesis chapter 39, verse 19. As soon as his master heard the words that his wife spoke to him, this is the way your servant treated me, his anger was kindled. And Joseph's master took him and put him into the prison, the place where the king's prisoners were confined, and he was there in prison. But the Lord was with Joseph and showed him steadfast love and gave him favor in the sight of the keeper of the prison. And the keeper of the prison put Joseph in charge of all the prisoners who were in the prison. Whatever was done there, he was the one who did it. The keeper of the prison paid no attention to anything that was in Joseph's charge because the Lord was with him. And whatever he did, the Lord made it succeed. All right, so he's in prison. I can imagine it'd be a pretty lonely place. I don't know that he was necessarily isolated. It sounds like that all the prisoners were kind of together. So it's not exactly social distancing like we're experiencing, but still he was not free to go and do what he wanted to do. He was not able to go and walk in the park, or he wasn't able to go and visit the food stalls or whatever it was that he liked to do. He wasn't allowed to do that anymore. He was in prison, which is a very rough place to be. And especially back in this time, I'm sure it was even worse than the prisons are today. And so, first of all, Joseph did not want to be in this situation. He wasn't looking forward to it. He didn't ask to be put in prison. He didn't ask to be sent to Egypt. He didn't want his life to go this way necessarily, and yet it did. And here he is, he finds himself in this unfortunate place. And maybe you find yourself in a place like that today, where you wish that things were different. You wish that things had turned out a little bit differently, or you had a few more options, or, well, if you'd have had some time to plan, maybe you'd have had a few more things on hand or something. Or maybe you had a lot of plans that you had made. Maybe April was going to be really busy and you had a lot of things that you wanted to do, and now suddenly they're all canceled. That's very frustrating. It's very hard to even kind of say that out loud. That's a rough time. And Joseph experienced that. He experienced the disappointment that comes with that, and the frustration he was accused of something he didn't do. And so it's not like he even deserved to be in prison. It would be frustrating anyway. But to know that you were innocent, and to know that he didn't even belong in Egypt to begin with, because his brothers double-crossed him and sold him, why, he had a lot of reason to be sorry for himself. And yet, what he did was he made the best of it. We can see here in the Bible it says that he had such a good attitude that the keeper of the prison said, hey, I'm just going to let this guy take over. This guy can run the prison. He can take care of the prisoners. He can make sure that all the schedules are made and all of the chores are done and all of the things to keep the prison running. I'll just let Joseph do it. And Joseph was willing to do it. So Joseph had a good attitude. He also did good work. Joseph could have just sat in the corner all day crying. He could have done that. Maybe he did spend a couple of days crying. It doesn't really say. Pretty soon after that, that's not what he chose to do. He chose to get busy and do some work. Say, well, what in the world can you do in prison? But there's apparently still some jobs that need to be done. Still some things that need to be taken care of. It's like you're looking around your house thinking, well, we're just at home. What is there to do here? There's nothing. How many times do I hear my kids say, oh, there's nothing to do? Well, if you look around hard enough, there are some things to do. And, if you ask your parents about it too much, they'll find you something to do, I'm sure. But you could probably find something to do on your own. Or you look around and maybe there's some dirt or something on the floor you could sweep up, or something that got left out from lunch you could put away. Maybe there's some toys scattered around somewhere or in your room that could be straightened up. Go look in the garage. Maybe there's some things out of place out there. Maybe some things need to be sorted through. Maybe there's some clothes that need to be folded or something like that. There's lots of work to do. Now, it might not be the most fun thing. You might just want to sit and play video games or something, but some of this work needs to be done, and you could probably do some of it. So Joseph had liked that. He had a good attitude, he did some good work, and he had good faith. He is trusting that God was going to take care of him, even in this situation, even in prison, in this foreign land. He was still trusting God. He still believed that God cared about him. It would be pretty hard to believe that God cared about you in this situation. I think I would just sort of crumple down and be sad and think that nobody loved me. And yet Joseph didn't do that. He knew that God loved him, even in this situation. And it got a little bit worse, too, because he's there. And the next thing that happens, I'm not going to read it, but if you read chapter 40, these two servants of Pharaoh come in, and they have dreams, And Joseph is able to tell them what their dreams mean. And he tells the one guy, he says, look, when you get to go back to work for Pharaoh, tell him I'm here. Try to get me out of prison. And the guy says, all right, I'll help you. So then we get to chapter 41, and it says, after 2 whole years, then the guy remembered that, oh, there was this person that could tell what dreams were. So he was in prison for a while, and then it was 2 whole years later that any chance came for him to get out of prison. So that's a long time to be in prison. Now, I know some people are in prison for much longer, but, you're looking around and you're thinking, when is this going to be over? When am I going to get out of my house? Well, it might be a little bit longer than you would hope, unfortunately. Nobody knows exactly how long it's going to be. And that's kind of the way it was with Joseph. He just didn't know how long he was going to be there. And yet he still, every day, he got up, he did his work, he prayed, he trusted God, and he went about his life as best he could. And that's what he did. So what was the result? What happened at the end? Well, at the end, Joseph gets out of prison. And if you read the rest of the story, he helps Pharaoh. Pharaoh's impressed with him and promotes him and makes him one of the leaders in the nation. And it turns out that actually all of Egypt, and in fact, most of the world around Egypt, was saved from a terrible famine because of this man Joseph, because he was willing to have a good attitude and good work and good faith in God. And so he was able to predict the famine. Because of interpreting dreams, he was able to arrange things so that they would save up enough food to keep everybody safe and healthy and fed during the years of famine that were going to come. And so really, he saved all of Egypt and a lot of the other countries that were around as well. They didn't starve to death like they might have had Joseph not been there. So looking back, you can think, oh, okay, so Joseph was there. God, it's like God had a plan here. Yeah, God had a plan for Joseph. Now, it would be really hard sitting in prison to think about that. I think, what in the world is God's plan about this? Why do I have to be in prison? It doesn't seem like there should be any, it doesn't make sense that that would be part of God's plan. And maybe it doesn't seem like it makes sense that we all have to stay inside for weeks and weeks and weeks. How does that fit in with God's plan? People are dying and people are being sick. How in the world does that fit in with God's plan? And I'm telling you, it does. Somehow, God is going to work all this out, and he's got some things that he wants to accomplish, and this is part of that plan. We can be part of that plan if we have faith in God. If we trust, yes, God really does care about us. He really does want to take care of us. And even though some bad things are going to happen, and could happen, and are happening, there's still something that God can do. Somehow God's going to use all this for his honor and glory. And one day we'll look back and say, well, at least this and this were accomplished. God was doing some things during this time. And so we just have to trust that that's the case. And in the meantime, not sitting around feeling sorry for ourselves, but instead we should be doing some work that we need to do and trusting that God's going to take care of us. Well, I hope that that has been an encouragement to you, and you have a good rest of the day, and if you need anything, give us a call and let us know, and we'll try to help you as best we can, but I hope that your family stays healthy and safe, and that God will bless you.